So I'm doing something I don't ordinarily do, which is actually starting to record before I am actually getting into the zone to record my warm-up period. I mean, I do like I have started including you guys in the warm-up sex, which is the I haven't come yet. I just need to get that first one out before I can start focusing. But lately, I feel like I've been all focus and no fucking, which is fine, but it doesn't exactly always make for the, best audio board. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad I have a brain. I'm glad I'm a smart woman, but even if I don't have a bajillion degrees behind me on the wall to say I'm basically intelligent, I do love that. I see the world as I do, and I share it, and people don't go, "Hey, you're an idiot." But sometimes I just want to be an idiot. Sometimes I think dumb people have it so much easier. That just I don't mean dumb people like as a pejorative. I mean like people who just have the ability to filter out all of the intellectual bullshit when they want to. Like people who seem like they're constantly high all the time without the need of drugs. And sometimes I wish I could do that. I wish I could just say, "Nope, I'm not gonna let all of those intrusive thoughts in today. I'm just gonna relax, be relaxed." Hell, even when I've had weed, my brain doesn't just shut down the way I need it to. It's constantly, constantly, constantly going. And sometimes I think that my listeners don't really get it until they've spent some time listening to my hour-long debates about race, about, politics, about, the struggle I have with my own physicality and the world I'm in and the ticking clock on my life and health and all of the bullshit that is constantly going through this brain of mine. When all I want is the peace and quiet and warmth of oblivion, which only comes with fucking. And it's the hard part is lately there's been no one to fuck other than my husband. And he's a once a week kind of guy. And I'm like, "But my brain is going, it won't shut up all the time, please. I just need someone." And I'm learning that it's not just anyone. I need specifically a dominant man. My brain doesn't shut off when I'm topping someone, sadly. I'll focus more because I'm in charge of the safety of my sub. But I get more in my head and I get more anxious and stressed out when I'm a top. I enjoy it in a different way. I love exercising all of my deviant little sadistic little muscles. I love making somebody whimper and scream and cry for me and knowing that I hold in my hand the power to let them come or not, or to hurt them or not. Usually pain is not my goal. I like hurting them with pleasure. I like making them come so much it hurts. That's my kink right in there. I like making people admit to things that they would not ordinarily admit if they were in the sound mind. Example, I really miss my sub, my male sub, that I'd like to be feminized a bit. He was a very masculine guy, huge sweetheart. I loved playing with him. Probably the best oral sex I've ever had in my life, hands down. But he loved to wear panties and lingerie for me, and I love teasing him about how feminine it made him. And and getting into that a little bit, and when I would get him in the right headspace, toying with him about what a good sissy boy he was for me, I loved that. Because it would make him uncomfortable when he was, completely in control of his faculties, but when he let me in and he let me play with him, and he allowed that and he embraced it, he was so much fun. And I could see he enjoyed it, and it made him stronger in a way to admit these things, that he liked these things. And I loved that I could bring that out in him. And I miss that. So it's not to say that I don't love being a mistress. I do. But it's not how I relax. How I relax is getting deep into my subby space. And my husband tries, but he is a dominant man, but he is not a dom. And there's a difference. There is a huge difference. My husband does not have a sadistic bone in his body. He does not care about the mind games per se. It's, yeah, he likes to be on top, but he's not gonna fight me for it either. And it's the fight that I love. It's the battle of wills. And I think maybe it's because my husband's, we've done this for 21 years. He already knows he won that battle a long time ago. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm looking for a new battle. But even still, I'm just stuck in this place where I just need my head to shut off for a bit. And it's hard. And I know it's no fun for my listeners when I'm like this. I'm just, everything that I think just comes rolling out of my mouth, and I can't just. It's hard when I know what I need, but I don't really have access to it at the moment. Because the people that I go to get me in that headspace, we've all just been really busy, and I haven't had a chance to enjoy that. So, what I have to do, I guess. Yes, I'm using oil because I love to oil up my very naked body when I'm getting into the zone I need to be in. I was thinking about using breast pumps later on my titties. Or, as Master likes to call them, my udders, because he loves Hugh Cowplay as much as I do. And nothing makes me feel quite so helpless as having my breasts sucked up, trapped inside pumps. Oh, while a dildo is shoved up inside me and fucking me. Leaving me just laying there helpless, having to take it. I can do that to myself alone, but what I need is the mental stimulus of somebody. Somebody reminding me that they're the ones doing it to me, putting me through these paces, forcing my body to do these things for them. That's what I need so desperately. Need that hand on my throat. I need that look of ownership in someone's eyes, even if they are only owning me for that time that we're playing. I need that. I need that to feel whole, to feel like a woman, to feel like a sexual creature that just can give in and it doesn't have to think anymore. I want to not think anymore. Why is it so fucking hard? I think that's just what I need to do. I need to put myself in all these contraptions, and I just need to put a wand on my clit, put those big old, those big old pumps on my udders, and just let myself go blank. And even if there isn't somebody here to help me get there, I'm a smart girl. I could fantasize that someone's taking care of this needy trippy little girl the way she needs, right? Okay, so let's put these things on and see if this helps just a little. Pardon the noise here, because after all, these are loud, noisy things, but God, they feel good when they're on. Just watching them drop my nipples up tighter and tighter into the cups. Just the way I like them. Oh, they've got my nipples now. Oh. I think I want this suction just a little higher, a little more intense. Just a little bit more. Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, God, I love just having my nipples teased and pulled on like this. Oh. I can already feel my IQ just dropping by leaps and bounds. I get so stupid when I start getting this turned on. I just want someone to be standing over me and owning me and telling me I am their big stupid cow, that I belong to them. No, just to make it everything I need, I'll put my wand on my clit, because I need to not think. And cows don't think, and I need to not think. I just need to be owned and used. Oh, this is what I need, just to be used and owned. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh. This is what I need, just to be in that deep animal headspace where all there is sucking and fucking. I don't have to think about the world anymore. I don't have to think about problems anymore. I just need to be sucked and fucked. That's all I want, is just to be an animal, to be sucked and fucked. Oh, this is where peace is. This is where I feel good and right. Oh, this is what I need. Oh, it already feels so good. Oh, God, I can feel the gum leaking out of my pussy.
I just want to be a big dumb animal. Whose only job is to be fucked. His only job is to be fucked.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Oh, I feel so good. My titties, oh, it feels so good. Suck and fuck me, please. Just suck and fuck me. That's all I need right now. I don't want to think. I don't want to think. I just want to be you. Use me. I want it higher. I want it more intense. More intense. Harder. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, turn it all the way up. All the way. Oh, God. I don't even want to be human anymore. Turn me into a big doll. Stop the wand, because literally I was spraying my cum all over the room. I was coming so hard. Oh my God. I'm gonna turn the clampies off. Oh my goodness. Oh.
pumps were going so hard that my nipples were literally drawn almost all the way into the tubes. Oh. 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 Take that one off. Oh. 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 My nipples are so sensitive. Yeah, I needed that. I need a lot more of that, but if I'm honest, I really need it with a human attached to it. As fun as it is making myself that, oh, that crazy, oh, that bestial, it's not nearly as fun without someone to enjoy it with me. To see what I'm going through, to see my eyes rolling up in the back of my head, and to see the copious amounts of liquid that I literally just, because of the wand, was like squirting all over my stomach, my thighs, the bed, my face. Oh, it's days like this I almost am bummed I'm not a cam girl. But I do feel better. And maybe now I can finally get some fantasy work done, that I don't feel like my head is so littered with way too much. At the moment, all I can feel is how tender my nipples feel and how wet and tingly my pussy is. Now, if I can just keep this feeling going, I should be able to do some really good work. That's what it takes for me to be able to get into the right headspace. Sometimes it takes completely dehumanizing myself for a minute just to get it all to shut up, where I can feel at peace and quiet and like I am ready to really enjoy my part-time work / hobby, which is coming a lot for all of you. Thanks for being so patient with me, and I hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek into my bedroom about how I get ready to do the things I do for you guys.